All right, we're going to chat with Bruce from New York about siding. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've been looking at siding for to put on a house, obviously, and we see two different types. One has the insulation backed right onto the vinyl siding strips, and the other has no insulation. It's just the vinyl, but the contractor will put up, I guess, like 2x4 rectangles onto the house.
Right.
And then the vinyl will be attached to those rectangles.
Okay, so you want to know which is more energy efficient?
Which is overall better?
Well, the two-step method is going to be more energy efficient because the foam sheathing is going to do a better job of sealing up the house than the foam backer. Foam backer and vinyl siding provides such a small amount of insulating value, it's not worth it. So you don't need to insulate the siding board itself. I mean, they're like wedges that go from, you know, a quarter inch to a half inch.
Yes.
There's almost no insulating value because it's just so thin. But if you put, you know, one-inch foam boards on the house all the way around as sheathing and then side over that, that's going to be much more tight.
It makes sense.
Okay?
Yes. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome, Bruce. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.